happy that, ooh, that was good. Yeah. Guys, welcome to
God Reflex.
Happy Thirsty Thursday, whores.
What's the male version of a whore?
They don't have one.
Why do they sound so fucking cool?
I know. I don't think it's a player. I think guys are, guys can be whores too. It's 2020. Oh, yeah.
A fuck boy.
But then it's a fuck girl.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Fucking on a twin bed.
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 You heard it here.
Fucking on a twin bed.
Man, I miss college.
So fucking much.
Oh my god.
So much. This makes us seem so old.
I know. But we graduated like, I don't know,
2017.
Three years ago. We're grown.
We're mature.
You can't say shit to a bad bitch who graduated college.
A college with the whole associates, bitch.
Don't say it's associated because that sounds so lame. Someone's like, I got my bachelor's degree. I'm like, okay, well, I have two associate's degrees. Not to fucking brag, but I have two.
You doubled up.
You know what I mean?
And that's impressive.
One associate's degree plus another associate's degree.
You can't even say associates. Spell associates.
Ass. Oh, she is bitch. It's basically a bachelor's degree if you put them together.
Associates plus associates equals bachelor's.
Yeah. It's called math. Look it up.
It fucking adds up. It really does. That's where we were, what? 21.
We weren't even 21 yet because everyone was going. So our college, there was a bunch of different people, a bunch of different ages from a bunch of different places.
Yeah, obviously it was an art college.
I just described what college is.
Thank you.
But our school was an art school, and we obviously went to school in New York City, so everyone was like going to the bars. Mm-hmm. And you had to either find your deli that would sell you freaking Four Locos.
Oh my god.
Or you had to talk to the upperclassman or someone in your section or in your grade that could sneak you the hookup.
Mm-hmm. And we sure did. We got fucked.
Fucked up.
To the point where I was butt naked.
Okay, let's just...
No.
I'm going to tell you guys a quick...
You can't tell people
watch,
that.
I'm going to tell you guys a quick fucking story.
Fuck off.
So on my... I don't know if it was my 21st
was
or my 22nd. I'm going to say it was my 21st because it just adds more drama to the story.
Okay.
Yeah, so this was my 22nd, but actually 21st, because we're making her feel bad. Darlin, like, didn't really drink. She was, like, the good girl that...
I am.
She was the good girl that's, like, I'm in college.
Dilly.
Like, yeah, let's have fun. So, I got her fucked up. We all did. Homegirl had the nerve. The her to throw up on my birthday.
Grow up.
She was butt-ass naked, passed out. Throwing up on my birthday. I had to change her clothes, clean up her puke, put her in bed on my birthday.
That's a good friend. I won't
How
lie.
How selfish can
Are you?
You
No, you were a great friend. That's when I knew that we could grow old together.
Yeah, because I was like... Y'all don't understand how serious I take birthdays. My birthday is celebrated for the whole month of January.
Oh, my God.
You didn't say happy birthday to me. You're selfish. Darlin isn't much of a drinker.
It wasn't on purpose. Yeah, like, I don't drink. It doesn't
Still
agree
to this
with
day,
my body. Like,
she'll drink always, but she's not supposed
I
to
wish,
be.
Yeah, I wish I was a rager. Like, I want it so bad. I want it so fucking bad. I could the only thing I will ever be jealous of with my best friend is when I see her taking back shots and having fun and woo, and I am throwing up in the corner. Like, I
No,
can't.
But I'm envious of you. Because, okay, so the morning after, you know when we all feel like fucking shit and it's like, wow, I wish I could make myself throw up to erase whatever happened.
Oh.
Darlin can force herself to throw up and she'll get out of the shower and she's like, what's up?
Gag reflex, bitch. It's cold.
And she feels completely fine. Like, and I'm literally, I feel like shit the whole day or half the day or even a couple hours and she throws up and she's fine.
How many drinks could get you fucked up without coming back?
Yeah, see, I don't know because it depends on the night. It depends how much sleep I got. Mm. It depends what I'm drinking. It depends if I'm horny.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, because it's like, if I'm really turned on, I don't know what it is about my body, but it'll take me longer to get drunk.
That's
it's almost
so
like we're
hard.
I know, dude. I know. And I'm usually fucking wet, so it's great. Every time I go out, I'm like, it's tonight. Not that I'm going out, like, looking for men, but I'm like, When do you see me hook up with a guy when we go out?
Never.
Never.
It never happens.
That's not my thing.
I don't know if it's because of New York men or what it is, but we just never find a guy that's worthy enough.
Ever. Every time I go out, I'm like, how fucked up can I get, how fast, and how much can I eat before I go home? It's never about the dudes.
Who can I bring home? It's never that.
No. It's like, what food can I bring home?
Even in college, we didn't go out looking for guys when we did go out.
No. Oh, my
God.
Well, we had boyfriends. But we're not going to go there yet. So what we're going to talk about is our dorm room first.
We had like black balloons.
We had the cutest dorm room.
It was cute.
Start there. But our dorm room was cute as fuck. We're going to post a picture on our Instagram.
We blew up like 30 balloons that covered the entire ceiling, and they looked like black nipples, like, yeah, on the ceiling.
Especially when they started deflating. It was ugly. And then we had a poster wall, which everyone started doing right after we did it.
Yeah, we started the magazine wall.
Mm-hmm. We just like ripped out magazines and did a whole freaking wall, top to bottom, side to side. The whole wall was filled.
It was like a big dream board.
Yeah,
dream
wall. It was guys. When we, I tell you, it was fucking sick. It was sick. It was freaking
yeah. And the twinkly lights. Oh my God.
It was so dope.
So fucking cute.
But the biggest part of our dorm room was the twin beds. The
twin beds.
The twin beds.
They were literally 6 feet off the ground. Like, you had to catapult to get
it. You had to jump. And we'd even lift them up higher sometimes, too. Like, you had to jump to get on the bed. It was a freaking journey. And they would squeak.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Having sex on a... Fuck it, on a twin bed?
Fuck it on a twin bed.
It's not a secret. Like, it's really loud. All your neighbors knew your name, and all your neighbors knew what you were doing at that
100%.
Time.
100%. And you shared a room, so it's not just your neighbors. It's your roommate.
Oh, my God.
Like, Dara and I were in the same room. Like, it's not like we were just in the same dorm. Like, we literally were in the same room. Y'all know. Y'all went to college. And if you haven't yet, like, you have a lot to look forward to.
And I was chubby as fuck, so you heard that, bitch.
Bed. Do you remember when our boyfriends would come visit?
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. So we both had long distance boyfriends, and whenever they would come to visit, it was so important that we would set the mood.
100%.
Do you remember?
Yes, I fucking do. We had a ritual for when our boyfriends were coming over. Like, at first, it was like we turned on the twinkly lights. So this, it's like a pulsating setting where it would.
Yeah,
set
they had
the
different
fucking
settings. Like, you could do like flashing, like, which would literally give you epilepsy. Like, it was not cute. And then, or you could have like the slow,
the sexy pulse.
Oh my God.
Fucking
and then it was so dope.
We also had, I had a playlist set up. Did you have a playlist?
No, I never had a sex playlist. That wasn't my thing. No, dude.
I literally get ready to sex music. Like, that's my thing. So I have, if you ever need a sex playlist, please DM me.
Okay, it's different to have a sex playlist to get ready to, but to actually have sex to a sex playlist. Do people do that anymore? I feel like you do that when you're like 16. Like, we're grown.
No, you do that when you're in college, when you're hot and sexy and a grown woman. You've never had sex to music in college?
Not in college, no.
But recently?
No, not recently. But do you remember my last boyfriend? I almost dropped his name, y'all. I told you he played the Red Hot Chili Peppers all the time. When we'd have, I was like,
No.
Yeah, he thought it was so hot. And he was like,
You can't move your hips. That you're just like banging.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. No, and I was like, what? And he was into it. What am I supposed to do?
I had nothing to say. I had nothing to say. That's crazy.
I know. Besides the twinkly lights,
yeah,
we had to get our candle set up.
My God, that one fucking candle.
Yeah, well, one candle. Cause that's all we could fucking afford. College was hard.
Oh my gosh. When I went candle shopping, it took me like 45 minutes to pick the best candle.
Because it was one candle.
That was less than $14.
Less.
That's
man.
Still kind of expensive.
That is really expensive. Yeah, no, my candle was the Glade candle. You could get four. It's like, it came in a pack of two for $4. Which was really nice at the deli.
Bitch, you were having.
Hello.
Bitch, what's that? You got a fucking bargain.
When you grow up more, you know how to find the shit. Yeah, dude.
I was buying like $12.
Because you probably went to CVS.
CVS is overpriced.
I love CVS though. I like roll rock with CVS over Walgreens. I wish we had.
Never mind. Walgreens is more expensive. 100%.
CVS is so dope. CVS.
But those
is that weird to ask CVS to sponsor us? Because I would be so.
No, they literally sell everything you could possibly.
Hello.
Need. If I got the herps, CVS. If I which wait. I don't have.
Oh, okay. Anyone who's like, hey, wait, I don't have herpes when we're not talking about herpes is basically herpes.
Just, for an example.
Oh.
If I got the herpes, CVS. If I have a cold, CVS. Okay. If I need a snack, CVS. Like,
and also, remember walking out after we just like had the most insane, in air quotes, sex? And we come out like a wobbly walk, as in.
No.
What are you talking?
What do you mean wobbly walk?
The wobbly walk. When you got fucked so good.
I never got fucked that good where I was wobbly walking.
No!
No, but you were also dating a man that had an eggplant of a penis. Oh, so it was like different. Was I was dating a little Egyptian. White boy. Not there's anything wrong with white boys, but he was just he wasn't like ripping my brains out or anything. Being in the same room, it's either you have to boss up and take your ass to bed and let your homegirl do her thing.
Mm-hmm. Put your headphones in.
Right. Or you can be that annoying roommate that no one wants. It's like, hey, do you guys have to do that in here? And you never want to be freaking Stacey.
Yeah, there's a roomie code. Like, yeah. You have to abide by it. You got to let her girl get her nut in whenever she wants.
You can go somewhere else, but like you can't ever like try to stop it because you're upset.
But it was hard for me to go somewhere else because we were the cool-ass room.
Everyone would walk into our room.
No one would knock, and that got on my nerves.
There were two rooms that were dope.
Oh,
yeah, we were on the first floor, and then our friend Ty had, like, the dopest room as well, but they had all smoked weed up there. So it was, like, the weed room, you know, we're all playing games, family dinners there. Yeah. Our room was the room you go to before
just
you go up
to the
seventh
floor.
Just
to talk and chill, yeah.
Yeah, it was very chill.
I loved it.
All the girls hung out there. It was really, really, really dope.
Have you ever had sex
in the same room?
In the same room with someone.
I have before. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. But that was like, I was camping once and there was one cabin. And then, yeah.
That's a good reason to have.
Yeah, but I've never just like, no.
It's happened spontaneously for me, but.
In college, right? Didn't that happen in college?
Yeah.
College, maybe. Would you do that now? Like have sex in the same room as someone?
Yeah, but I don't want to know the person too well. The other couple.
Okay.
Or the other person. You know what I mean?
I get what you're saying.
Like, I
feel like it'd be weird if I didn't know them.
No, I want to know them, but I don't want to know them so well.
Okay.
Like, I couldn't have sex in the same room with you. Because I know you so well. I'm like,
I wouldn't purposely be like, hey, we should fuck in the same room. But if you and I, like, went on vacation or something, and we were in the same hotel room, and we brought guys back and for a sleepover or something, right? And then I wound up sexing you were there. I'm not going to be like,
no, I wouldn't expect you to be like, hey, get out.
Yeah, I don't know what, I wouldn't ever want to plan that.
I'm talking about sex together in the same room. Not you have sex and I'm chilling. Like, sex together in the same room.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel like one couple would have to start. Like, someone has to start that. It's not like, one, two, three, sex. Like, you have to. You know.
Yeah, I do know.
I don't know. I'm pretty chill about my body, and I'm very comfortable with all of this going on, so I don't think I'd care.
I know. I'm shy. Like, no one.
But then again, guys, like, since I do have a really bad gag reflex, and if I was trying to give the guy that I was with head, and I'm over here, like, you know, like vomiting, and then my homegirl next to me is over there, like a pro, and then freaking Chad that I'm with is staring over, and he's like... That's my biggest fear. And like, you know, like that is like scary.
It is pretty scary. Okay, so thinking back on it now, do you regret coming to college with a boyfriend?
No, because honestly, I try not to regret anything that I do. And it's like one of my biggest life goals is to not have any regrets.
Okay.
And what, I don't know, like it kind of would have been dope.
It would have been, I wish I wouldn't have had him.
If I had a daughter now, or when I have a daughter, if I have kids, oh my God, that just freaked me out. Y'all know my commitment issues. If I did have a daughter and she had a boyfriend, like, going into college, I would suggest that, like, she goes into college single. Like, they take a break.
You tell your daughter to break up before she
goes to college? I didn't say that. I would suggest that she doesn't. No, honestly, because it's like, I wanted to do that with my first boyfriend. Shout out, Kevin. I want to do that with him, like, because... We were just so young. We were, like, figuring each other out. Like, so we met at my first college. But then I moved to New York City, and he went to college, like, further away. And I suggested that we just go into our last year. Well, we go into our next year, like, single. Like, we take a break. Like, we still visit each other. We figure out what we wanted by Christmas. So college starts in August. So I was like, when we see each other for Christmas break, we can decide if this is something that we want to do. And he didn't listen and we broke up anyway. So it's like, I have an eye for these kind of things. And if I saw her and they were really fucking happy and I can see, okay, yeah,
maybe real deal. Maybe that guy can be in her yes. life forever.
Yes. Yeah. But if I saw holes in the relationship, mm-hmm. I'd be like, sweetheart.
Take a
break. It won't work. Everyone changes in college.
Yeah, I didn't get to experience as many things as I would have. Not just meaning like sleeping around, but like being cautious. Because I'm loyal to a fucking foe. Yeah. And I think everything might be like
yeah,
something.
Looked at wrong
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I probably won't stay too long. I probably won't go there.
Yeah.
Just how would he feel, you know? But if I was single in college.
You were single your last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. The last year, so we went to 2-year conservatory. So it's like the first year is when all the fun happens. Like no one really new comes into our school. And when they do, they're younger. And yeah. no one is staring at them. So the first year, everyone was like exploring each other. And I don't just mean sexually. Like it was like when you really find your people.
You find your clique.
Yeah. And even like if you were interested in someone, by second year, they were in a serious relationship. Or they had sex with all of your friends. Yeah. Or fooled around with all of your friends.
Oh my god.
You know, so it was just like, it wasn't one of those things where, who cares, it's a four-year. Like, I'll break up with him myself, Maria. Like, it wasn't that.
Yeah.
But I don't regret it. I mean, it would have been dope without yeah. it. But I liked the experience that him and I had together.
I liked how we had to get creative with them, because that fucking twin bed.
Fucking our twin bed.
The
oh my god.
The positions that we had to get into.
Yeah.
That's what I'm fucking grateful for.
The
college taught me a lot.
Yeah. Getting creative in a small space is something that should be
Yo.
Rewarded. Like, one, where are you going? We're in a twin bed. You can't move over.
No. Nope.
Because if you move over, I'm coming with you. Or
and
you're falling off the bed.
Now I'm an expert at writing because I was chubby, okay? So we didn't fit on the fucking twin bed. I had to be on top of this man for so long.
Had to hold yourself up.
Oh my god.
It was. We didn't have freaking headboards.
No.
No, we had the wall.
Did you have the wall? Did you ever have
No, these bitches probably had freaking headboards. It's crazy.
Lucky bitch.
That is not what happened.
I trained myself well.
Wait, do you remember the butt trick?
Oh.
Guys. The butt, okay, everyone in the world knows the butt
oh
trick. You
God.
Have done the butt trick. If you've ever hooked up with someone, you've done the butt trick.
Yeah.
So, the butt trick, it's tell them.
Like,
tell
you're
them.
Both, you're laying on your sides, right?
Spooning.
Spoon, oh, that's what it's, yeah.
yeah.
Spooning. You're spooning. And you poke your butt out a little. Just like a little.
You guys are probably
inch.
Cuddling.
And then you just ignore it. Like, you're not doing anything. You're just moving around.
You're like
maybe you're
rubbing,
stretching.
You're, like, rubbing up on him. Like, it's not accidental, but you want it to look accidental. Like, you're backing up on him. Like, the yawn trick is
the
good.
Yawn is
the
perfect.
I'm trying to get comfortable. You're rubbing up on this junk. So, tell me why.
Mm.
I thought, for the longest time, I thought guys didn't know what I was doing when I was doing
it. Oh, my God. They knew.
Guys know.
They know that shit.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the best kept secret in the United States.
It really is. Like, no guy is like, babe, I know what you're doing.
No.
And if you're that guy, break up with him.
For real.
Leave him.
Because he should be ready and willing to get all that back
right.
up on
he should
him.
Just do a little giggle to himself.
What?
That's what,
yeah.
Guys, I'm telling you, everything I know about men, I learned from my brother. He is the smartest man in the world.
He
and
is
we're going to bring
smart.
Him on this podcast because he has the answer to everything when it comes to, like, the way a man's mind works.
Mm.
So, but I, like, told him about this, and he's like, no, like, we know what the fuck y'all are doing.
Yeah.
And then asked my guy friends. Everyone knows, but no one calls each other out, and that is the beauty.
I wonder if they talk to each other about it. Like, yo, you know what she tried to pull last night?
I love
it.
That.
Aw. Do you miss having a twin bed?
Only because I'm probably not that creative anymore.
Yeah.
I probably...
Because you have a queen.
Yeah, missionary is my thing, but...
Guys, I just... Wait, remember the missionary conversation we had at your party?
What?
I wish y'all could, like, I want to act it out, but they can't see me. So to me, missionary is like, obviously you're on your back and the person's on top of you, or you're on top of them.
Okay, let me explain. She
yes.
thought she thought that was solely it. She thought that was what missionary was.
I know there's a few different levels to missionary, but
yeah.
the one level that I was talking about, I didn't know was missionary.
Yeah, so as long as... We were saying, as long as you are on your back, you are in missionary. Your life could be up to your nose. You could be doing that.
See, I don't think that's missionary anymore.
So what is that called?
If I pull out my Karma Sutra, I promise you that to visit. Okay, so the position that I'm thinking of, guys, that I like literally acted out at her birthday party because I was so mad. I was like, this is not mission
and
agree.
It was like six people.
I was
like,
wasted.
Yes, it
no,
is.
It was like 12 people in my throat. So if I'm laying on my back and my legs are like behind my head, like my knees are basically on my face.
Right.
And the guy is like kind of sitting. Like, into me. Like sitting.
We get it.
Like, plowing.
We get it.
Okay. That's not missionary.
I think that is a form of missionary sex.
No,
like,
it's
you
not.
Are, if you are, some, if some part of your back is on the bed, I think that's missionary. Like,
that is the craziest
so
thing
many,
I've ever
there's,
heard.
The thing is, there's so many tricks you can do in missionary.
Of course there are.
You're talking
but
about
then
a
when
trick.
You're getting when you're getting crazy as fuck, and I'm literally, that's probably called him plowing me. That's probably called
that's
the
not
gardener.
What it's called.
Or something. It's probably, there's so many different names for different
I
sex
understand
positions.
That.
And I don't think that, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of things you can do in missionary, and that is not one of them. That is not missionary.
Okay, well.
I'm going to post the position that I'm talking about on our Gag Reflex Instagram page. At
we
Gag Reflex Podcast.
We don't want to fucking see
it'll
that.
It'll be like the clean version. I don't know like how to get that clean, but y'all need to, y'all going to see what I'm talking about.
I miss getting, well, I don't get creative now because I have no one to sleep with, but I miss getting creative. Why are you making that face?
I can't wait
Stop
until
it.
We
Stop
introduce
your... Stop.
So, guys, Darlene is a very, very private person. So, her doing this podcast is, like, well,
yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Number one. Because it's, like, she only lets a few people in it. So, for her to talk about anything on this podcast is a huge step. And especially the men in her life. Like, she's not someone that just is, like, this is who I'm talking to. This is what's going on.
I probably still won't. I'm nervous. I
yeah.
might just
well,
deny when you talk
you
about
can't
it.
Deny when here I am telling y'all. Basically, we're going to introduce two men to you guys in maybe a few episodes because Darlene's going on a trip and she's going to be gone for a month. So we're like pre-recording a couple of episodes. But when she gets back from her trip, we're going to talk about her trip and kind of introduce this man. Depending on how her trip goes.
Because it could go left.
It could go left. It won't go left. She's probably going to come back. Gosh.
And I'm not going to be the E word. Ew.
You don't even have commitment issues and she can't even say
I can't.
Gosh.
I can't. It's stop saying engaged. She means engaged for y'all who don't understand Cash's language.
They know me.
I can't. I have stuff to do. If a guy got on his knees and proposed to you right now, knowing you haven't done
the
everything.
A guy already proposed to me before. Remember?
A guy has proposed to
I told you.
You,
yeah. So, let me just... You guys, would you propose to someone after you've been dating them for 3 months? And when I say dating, I mean casually hanging out, doing fun things, hooking up.
People can fall in love.
Haven't met your friends, haven't met your family, are not in
That's
a committed
a
relationship. Why would you propose?
He might have been in love with you. You might not have been
yeah,
in love
I'm
with him.
Yeah, I'm fucking adorable, but you don't propose. You don't,
he,
like, what?
He was in love with you, and that was it. Like, you can't fault him for that.
No,
he
I can't. I'm cute.
Heart. Oh, my
yes.
God.
But you don't do that. You know how many people you have found attractive when you were dating them, but you weren't like, marry me? That's crazy.
Yeah. Don't propose to me if I haven't met your family or like your family.
Or don't propose if we're not in a relationship. That's weird.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy. But he...
That's
he,
left.
He
especially at my favorite
point.
Restaurant. I'm sorry. So now you've ruined my night, ruined my favorite restaurant,
even,
made me uncomfortable.
How do you say no?
You get the food to go. And then you make a scene outside. How dare you? That's what
oh
I said.
Oh my God.
I said, how dare you? Because now I feel like an asshole because I have to make you feel like an asshole. So now I feel like an asshole.
Why didn't you just say, no, this is not the right time. It'll never be the right time. We
well,
can't.
First I said, how dare you? Because I'm like, why would you think that this is a good idea? And now I have to be the bad guy. And I don't want to be an asshole.
Does the relationship stay after that? Is it possible?
Absolutely not. Because now every time I, like, commitment issues, hi. So now every time he stares at me, I'm like, you want to marry me? And that makes me very uncomfortable.
Oh my God.
Like, now I know that you're in love and I thought this was fun and now it's not fun. I'm not having fun.
That's really crazy.
Is there anyone you wish you would have hooked up with in college?
I don't, do I have to say his name?
Yeah.
No.
Let's say names. Like, who cares? We're young.
Okay, well,
we won't say the names of ex-boyfriends, though. That's fucking crazy.
No.
A name
you dropped Kevin. I said it again. Kevin, you said it.
Oh, Lord. There's no hard feelings with him, though. He's the best. We were just kids when we dated.
No, there was a guy named Robert who was in second year, and I was first.
Robert, you keep mentioning this man. I don't know who he is.
The thing is, like, he was pursuing me, and I was so in love with my ex. And I found him so attractive, and me being me, I had to tell him, like, stay away from me. We can't even be friends. It was like a temptation thing.
Oh my God, it's like, I would, but I can't.
Yeah, I would see him in the library sometimes, and I'm like, wow, I could just rip your clothes off, but I couldn't because I'm faithful. And yeah, I can't believe you don't remember this dude.
I don't know who this man is. So if he slid into your DMs tomorrow.
The man's in there.
Still?
I mean, like.
Okay, don't put Rob on glass.
We'll cut it out then, but he's not.
He's not a stranger. Not in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not a stranger. Like, not a stranger. I consider him someone in my life. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
I hope the person I'm talking to isn't listening to this. He's like, oh, so he's sliding in, huh?
I hope he is.
No.
I don't think there's anyone from college that I would.
Why are you smiling so hard?
Because I don't know. I don't think there's
no one. Absolutely no one.
Well, okay, no, there was one second year. I told you about him.
Who?
His name, I don't want to say his name, but he's gorgeous. But then I found out that he had a girlfriend. And I had a boyfriend anyway, so it didn't matter. But I remember the day he acknowledged me, I was like, you want me so bad. He literally said, excuse me. And I was like, it's on.
Oh my God. It's on, dude. Crazy. Oh, I have a question that I have never asked. Is there anything that you did in college that you never, ever told me about? We're best friends, y'all. So if she says yes, we're done.
Okay. That's funny coming from you.
What?
Because you literally forget to tell me stuff all the time.
Okay, you're like, but forgetting?
I thought I told you.
Forgetting is different than keeping from someone.
And you keep, too.
I don't keep things away from you.
No, she keeps.
I tell you, I just forget stuff. That's not my fault.
Or she'll literally just, like, tell a story, and she's like, yeah, when that happened, I'm like, wait a second.
Exactly. That lets you know that I actually forgot it. But is there something you have never, ever told me?
Drugs?
Or just anything?
I told you the night I attempted to do Molly. But, like, I attempted, but then I just freaked out. And then I just got high. And then we went to the park. And then I was like, I can't feel my legs. I think I told you that story.
Yeah.
I can't feel my legs story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really think there was anything that I did that I haven't told you.
Wow. College, huh?
College is cray. Okay, so obviously, you guys, I don't know if y'all remember, but we're still roommates now.
Mm-hmm.
Is there somewhere in this apartment that you have had sex that I don't know about?
I'm looking in the apartment right now. No, just the kitchen, which is normal.
Okay.
Yeah. But did you know that?
No.
You didn't know that?
No. I didn't know you had sex in the kitchen.
I was
going to say with who.
Oh, my God. I can't say. Yeah, no.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, both of them.
Damn, ho! She even said she put her pussy in the potatoes, y'all.
No, yeah, it's always when I'm cooking, though. That's the truth.
Yeah, Dawn's the hottest when she's cooking. I get turned on when I see her food. Her food slaps.
What about you?
I had sex on the couch.
On my couch? On my couch? On this couch?
Yeah.
Did you sanitize it? What the fuck?
Always sanitize the couch. You know I spray down and do the vacuum thing all the time. Yes. But I had sex on the couch.
What? Like, where like was I?
Quarantine. You were in Virginia.
You were fucking on my couch while I was in
Guys,
Virginia?
Guys, we are madly in love with our couch. Like, we have the most comfiest couch, and Darlene's the one that found it, because I lived in California for 6 months, so she got the couch, and when I came home, I was like, this is the best. But yeah, I had sex on the couch.
We all
And it was, like, dirty sex. Like, I was sweating.
Ew, we all nap on that couch.
Yeah, I know. That's what I wanted to tell you.
With who?
Well, there was enough.
Two times?
They have the same name. Remember I told you about the two guys that have the same name, Sebastian and Sebastian?
Yeah.
Whoops, I dropped the fucking name again.
Sebastian and Sebastian.
Okay, to repeat the names, though, like, that's a Okay, whatever.
Let's do that every... I'm going to do that every time.
But I'm not even going to edit it out. Okay, this is the new rule of this podcast, okay? Let's set the standard right now. If we accidentally drop a name, we can't edit it out.
Okay.
That's the rule. Shake on it.
Oh my God, I'm going to cry.
All right, y'all. We just shook on it. If one of us accidentally drops a name, we won't edit it out. And we'll tag them. No, I'm just kidding.
No, no.
That's no. Wild. We won't tag them, but we won't edit it out. We're just going to, like, you know, own up to the shit that we do.
Nah, you fucked on the couch.
It's great. Like,
I bet it is.
Because you, like, sink in.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
What was I supposed to do? I lived here. So, during quarantine, none of the roommates were here. I lived here by myself. I was alone for, like, 4 months. It was so sad.
You were pretty lonely. You would FaceTime me and be like, I miss you. When are you coming home or come back?
I was so sad. I'm not someone who does... Now I'm pretty good at it, but I wasn't good at, like, being alone for long periods of time. I was like, I'm a people person and I'm bored. And that's...
Anywhere else?
Sad. I pretty much... Yeah, like, the bathroom.
Bathrooms.
I've never done the kitchen because I'm a lady.
It's pretty great.
That's disgusting. Like, that's gross.
The couch is not gross.
The couch is so normal to have sex in. Bathroom is normal.
No,
to have
we
sex.
Love that couch.
She's really offended. I feel like this is like something we're gonna talk about when she presses
the pause. When the cameras are off, it's on. Like, the kitchen sex is normal. It's not like
that's disgusting.
It's normal.
Your pussy fumes are in my kale now.
No, what?
Like, that's disgusting.
I wasn't fucking in the fridge. I was fucking on the okay, I didn't.
The fridge was open.
No.
Oh.
I was standing with my hands on the counter. Nothing happened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't, y'all. I'm literally so... The way that she feels about the couch is how I feel about the kitchen. Wow. Now we're both just giving each other dirty looks. Like, we're both like...
My fantasy is to have sex. I think I told you before. In a glass house in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, okay.
In the trees. Just like the house
50 Shades of Grey?
No. The house in the Twilight Saga.
Oh my God, yes, Edward Cullen's place.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah.
That's where I want to do it.
Dude, I don't know what it is about the Twilight Saga. It turns me on.
We still watch it till this day.
Hello. It's funnier now, because back then it was serious when we watched. Like,
yeah.
Team Edward or Team Jacob? It's fucking
Wait,
serious.
Where are you on now?
Now that I'm grown
now.
As fuck,
yeah.
Team Edward. He's fucking weird. He's pale. He's hot. He glistens. Hi.
Oh my God.
You know what Jacob smells like? Wet dog. And we don't do wet dog.
No. I'm sure he cleans himself well.
He's
but
a wolf.
He's a
large dog. Like, how is he not going to smell
I'm
like a...
still team Jacob.
I don't know.
He's big.
The fact that your skin glistens, you can have me.
Ew, like, why does he have all the attention? What about me?
Oh, so you think you walk around here glistening and it's okay?
Nah.
Wow.
Ooh, would you ever date a guy that looked better than you?
I don't care.
A pretty boy.
Nope. If he's a pretty boy, absolutely not. But if he's more attractive than me, I don't care. I don't like pretty boys.
What?
Ew.
I love pretty men.
I can like look at a pretty boy. Pretty men and pretty boys are two different things.
They're pretty. Their faces are pretty.
No, but they're different. So a pretty man, you look at him and he has a pretty face. But he still can be like manly. He's just normal. He just has a pretty face. There's nothing to do with him. He's like, what? Okay, a pretty boy? You know when people are like, he's a pretty boy. And it's nothing.
No,
it's not just about
not
his
what
face.
We want. No.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. But I don't really care if a man's pretty. All right, guys. You guys know the drill. You know exactly what we're going to say.
Yep.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much. We need you to subscribe.
Subscribe and stop playing games. I know you're sitting there listening. As soon as this episode ends, subscribe.
Click that button.
Why
leave a review also.
Yeah, and if it's less than 5 stars, keep your opinion to your damn self.
We don't like you anyway.
Yeah, bitch. Thank you guys so much for listening. We love you so much. Tune in every single Thursday. And gag.
Okay, bye.
Bye, guys.